scientists are mystified and yet intrigued by the black holes in space. Maybe Ed can tell us something about them. We know so little about them, but we do know they exist. For the historian, the 1,000 years of the Middle Ages, sometimes called the Dark Ages, is almost the same. We know very little about it. This period between 500 and 1500 began with the collapse of the Roman Empire and ushered in the dominance of the Church of Rome, the Holy Roman Empire, whose tentacles reached throughout Europe. The dominance of the Church of Rome was based upon their supposed power over man's soul, which even extended to the power over the kings, the earls and the dukes and the royalty and their fiefdoms. The power of determining the destination of one's soul led to the power of the purse string and ultimately the control over man's scientific endeavors, education, and even cultural life. This enslaved man to the church and limited the cultural progress of human society and thinking. So we know very little about those 1,000 years. It was suppressed. This seemingly insurmountable power, control, and enslavement, though, began to weaken in the latter years, ushering in the period of the Renaissance. Society was about to experience a radical change. It was a defining period in the history of mankind. Through the efforts such as Martin Luther and Galileo, and an emerging education endeavor, especially in the legal field, people began to break the bonds of the enslavement enforced by the authorities, who were constantly twisting the truth for their own good. In many ways, their minds were no longer enslaved to the past, blind acceptance of false doctrine, thinking, and practices which enslaved them. They were set free. An age of the Renaissance brought forth radical change. Tragically, we have the ability and sometimes the inescapable capacity to experience enslavement. For we have the capacity to enslave ourselves. In some ways, the result can almost become as damaging and debilitating as if being enslaved by an outside force. What can enslave us are things like poor self-image, self-consciousness, guilt, envy, bitterness, hate, revenge, greed, and so on. Even things like preconceived natural inabilities and physical attributes can lead to self-enslavement. Self-imposed enslavement is very real, and take control of our lives so that they consume our thoughts, our actions, and even our dreams. They can become so involving that they actually take away any sense of freedom. Freedom to find fulfillment in life, no less to dream dreams beyond which that which enslaves us. There is also the problem of being blinded by the rigidity of closed-mindedness and dogmatic thinking. The problem with this is that closed-mindedness and dogmatism often harbor misconceptions, corrupted thinking, and misunderstandings. This kind of rigidity can tie us to the past so that we are not able to change or adapt to the present and future, and even the deepening of our intellectual and accessibility of newfound truths. This enslaves us so that change or any kind of growth becomes impossible. Any glimpse into truths in life may just be blocked. This has become so apparent in our world today. From extreme religious extremism to political and social polarization and extremism. This kind of dogmatism enslaves us to a world of disaster and stagnation. It has led to a world which knows only the partial or limited truths or closed-mindedness, and not the universal truths of brotherhood and sisterhood of mankind. There is no kind of freedom in such a world. None. For it is only enslavement to destructive behavior, which is the sinful nature of us all. You can easily say that sin is when we dogmatize our egotistical desires and priorities, see them as infallible truths, and live by them. In this way, we become enslaved to our own pseudo-dogmatic truths, whether they are true or false, allowing them to lead us on the pathway of fulfilling the sinful nature of mankind. And this is what Jesus was saying to his disciples. Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. In other words, we enslave ourselves, leaving us to live in stagnation and disaster. In such a polarized society, we are living as a society deeply enslaved to extremism, deeply involved and connected to hate. So much so that we can no longer see the truth. That's disaster. But this is not what Jesus taught. Jesus said it did not have to be like that at all. There was much more to life than pseudo-egotistical dogmatic truths. His life was an example of the way out. He said to his disciples, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, And the truth will make you free. Now, truth for Jesus was way beyond the legalism of law and punishment, which had been so compromised by human introduction that it reached pseudo dogmatic truths of the Pharisaic tradition. This only emphasized enslavement and the lack of freedom to be created in the image of God. Jesus had come so that we may be free, free from the entrapment of the law, but to experience that will of God for us. The will of God is to live rather in love and forgiveness, which he showed us through Jesus. What greater freedom is there than to experience love and the forgiveness which comes out of love? If there is any absolute truth, it is that we have the ability to comprehend that love in what is good about life. This is the truth that is able to set us free for all the negatives which can and do enslave us. It is out of love that we experience new growth in life, for we allow ourselves to experience the ongoing revelations of God. We are bound to the world and dogmatic pseudo-truths. We are not bound to such a world. When we follow this love. Now, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is not bounded by mankind's conflicted and self-imposed truths. It is not confined by time or space. But the truth of Jesus' message is universal, without any regards to time or space. Life truly finds its meaning when it surrounds itself in the love and forgiveness of God. And within this meaning is the freedom to live the truth. Can you pick it up, babe? Yeah.
Love breaks the enslavement to oneself and to those adventures of the ego. Breaking this enslavement leads to freely experience and develop all the gifts which have been given to us. Today, we celebrate Reformation Sunday and the time of the Renaissance, which began to revive man to know a sense of freedom. We celebrate this event in the history of the Church, since it truly allows us to be free from misconceived dogmatic laws and edicts which had and continue to plague the Church. The Church had, and in some instances, is the bedrock of greed and personal power, keeping Christianity in enslavement. This enslavement was and is not the word of God, but to the word of the politics, prestige, greed, and power of the institutional Church. The Church often purposely hides the truth of the gospel in order to promote its own earthly kingdom. Christianity had and is still being kidnapped. During the late Middle Ages, there were many who tried to reform the Church and bring it back to the Word as found in the scriptures. They would receive an extreme punishment of the law of the church. It wasn't until Martin Luther that the time was right politically and spiritually to not only listen to the challenges against the corrupt practices of the church, but to find the power to stand up against the enslaving practices of the church. It was when Luther was convinced that in the Bible there was truth, which was being denied, that he came to make the stand which he did. He read the passage from Romans, "For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law." It was this passage that led Luther to post his 95 theses challenging the validity of indulgences on the door of the church at Wittenberg. Posting these was basically an announcement for a legitimate debate. Luther's intent was to have the church reform itself and thereby setting itself free to live the truths of the gospel. But, of course, what it led to was the reforming of the established Christian dogma and creating a Reformation movement leading to what would be called the Protestant Church. This would set Christianity free from the corrupted dogma of the long-established church so that the truth of the gospel would be freely given to all people. It also led the people to see that this freedom could extend into ways in which they were governed. Reformation 2019 comes at a critical time for our nation and the world. It comes with the message that the truth will set us free. It comes with the hope that Reformation reaches deep into each one of us so that we are set free to see the truth which love brings to a time of divisiveness and bitterness and hate. Disaster and darkness is the alternative. But we have the promise. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen.